In recent days, President Bush has met with black ministers and businessmen, as well as members of the Congressional Black Caucus. Last week's meetings are the start of a second-term drive to attract blacks to the GOP. Here's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
After winning only 8% of the black vote in 2000, President Bush won 11% in last year's presidential race. But in battleground states where the Bush campaign targeted black votes, the president got a more sizable jump. In Ohio, for example, he went from 9% of the black vote in 2000 to 16%. He saw similar gains in Pennsylvania and Florida. Jim Toohey is assistant to the president and director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives.
I think the president's reaching out to people who are willing to work with him on agenda items of mutual interest, such as getting treatment for addicts and finding ways that we can help children that are struggling. And so you find a lot of these pastors deal with these problems on a day-to-day basis. Their door is the one that's knocked at midnight when the prisoner's reentered society and has nowhere to go. And so I think the president has enjoyed a fruitful dialogue with these pastors because he understands they're on the front lines.
The president has not had a good relationship with traditional civil rights leaders, notably the NAACP. Last year, the Internal Revenue Service began to probe the NAACP's nonprofit status over allegedly partisan attacks on the president made by its chairman, Julian Bond.
There's a push on the side of the Bush administration and conservatives generally to find, develop, nourish, support, and heavily fund kind of an alternative leadership for black Americans. And there are example after example of sort of make-believe blackface front groups that have black people in the forefront, but white financiers and funders in the rear. It's almost, you know, like puppets, white hands on the strings with black faces dancing down below.
Reverend Joe Watkins of the Christian Evangelical Lutheran Church in Philadelphia disagrees. He attended the White House meeting.
My sense of it, and I think the sense of many others, is that the NAACP, certainly in the months before the election, was very, very partisan. And it's wise on the part of the administration to empower even more people to feel free to speak up on behalf of the interests of African Americans. And it sent a very strong signal that he chose to meet with this group first.
On the campaign trail last year and in his meeting with black ministers last week, the president appealed for black support on the basis of shared values. Reverend Watkins.
What they're saying now to voters, and this one minister in particular from Florida, he tells his parishioners, he's not telling them to become Republicans, he's telling them rather to vote for the people that support you on the issues that you care about. And he said, and because of that, because of his sharing that with the congregation, many of them voted for George W. Bush.
Well, what were the issues?
Certainly the issue of abortion was one, because many ministers believe, of course, in protecting the lives of the unborn. And the second, of course, would be in defense of marriage.
The president's outreach to black voters on the basis of opposition to gay marriage prompted a response from longtime civil rights activist Reverend Jesse Jackson. Speaking to a convention of black Baptist ministers last week, Jackson asked if any of the ministers had been asked to perform same-sex marriages. When there was no response, he asked how did that become a major issue for black ministers. In his meeting with the Black Caucus, the president did not discuss values issues, but focused on increasing black home ownership and support for poor and minority students. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.